For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Golden Gopher men's basketball team fell to Baylor last night in Vegas in the College Basketball Crown Tournament. 67-48 was the final score.
I made sure to tell them that, you know, the game tonight doesn't define their season at all. It's unfortunate. You know, nobody wants to go out like this. And I think with those group, I'm excited about them. I think they have to let both the success and the times where they got punched in the mouth a little bit to motivate them here in the off season. I mean, all those guys have had really good moments. And, you know, like all college players, you have moments where it doesn't go your way. And what are you going to do to let that motivate you? It's a big off season for those guys.
That's Gopher head coach Nico Medved. The Twins also lost last night, but made a valiant comeback.
Walter delivers, and this ball hit high in the air. Deep left field. Collins looking for, this is a towering drive, and gone for a home run. Josh Bell with his first Twins home run. A towering shot through the raindrops. A three-run homer to left. And just like that, it's 13-9.
Twins radio the call, a valiant comeback after trailing 12-1 to the Royals. They end up losing 13-9. The Twins have dropped three straight. The Wild are home tonight against the Canucks. First time Quinn Hughes will face his former team. Same for the three the Wild sent to Vancouver in Zeev Bouyam, Liam Ogren, and Marco Rossi.
I think all those, you know, obviously Quinn's been great for our team, and we're certainly fortunate to have him. And, you know, I think you know, Marco, Z, and Liam have done really well. Obviously, Marco's coming back from injury, and I watched a game the other night, and all three of them, you know, they're young guys, highly talented, great kids, competitive. So, you know, they've done a good job there, and they're going to be a big part of that team moving forward.
That's John Hines. Wild and Canucks face off tonight at 7. Timberwolves are in Detroit tonight at 6. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.